Bank of Cardiff, this is Julian. How may I help you?
Hey, Julian. Hey, dude. This is Jaime. Jokey Trucking. Somebody
call me somewhere. Yeah, what's up, Jaime? Good to hear back. How can I help you, man?
I don't know. I mean, in that gap, you got capital for the business?
Oh, yeah. We spoke around July. You mentioned that you were looking for a new lowboy. I just wanted to follow up with you, see if it's, are you still looking for that equipment?
Okay, what are the terms of the loan with you guys?
I'm sorry?
What are the terms? What did you...
Yeah, for
equipment... Go ahead.
Yeah, good question. For equipment financing, the terms are typically two to 5 years. Some people like a shorter term. They want to pay it off quicker. Some people want a longer term. So we're pretty flexible in what we can do. And the interest rate, the interest rates vary. Interest rates are always going to be a measure of risk. So if you're a risky business, you haven't been in business a long time, you know, you don't have good credit, you're going to pay higher interest. If you have good credit, you're in a good industry and you've been in business for a long time, you'd get approved for our lower rate programs. Have you brought on the lowboy yet? Is there still something that you're looking at?
Well, I know I may have a stat day right now is what I, moving back and forth in, maybe what I want to do is maybe I have a stat day, but same thing when I three assholes stat day, but you know, low profile is what I, it's more lows for that kind of equipment up there. So what I tried to get and I've been concerned the business. I mean, I've been doing for the last 7 years. What I've been doing business, I haven't buy anything when the business. But I mean, I'm busy all the time, most of the year.
Okay, what's your credit like, Jaime? Is it good or bad? Somewhere in the middle.
Personal.
Your personal credit.
It's about 664.
Okay, yeah, not too bad. You would definitely qualify. It's just a matter of seeing what programs I can fit you in. I'm going to get you approved for the best program possible, just so we can kind of build a relationship. I really want to earn your business. So if it's something that you're serious about, like I said, I'd love to help you out. Could you use it like pretty quickly? Like if we can get the equipment to you within the next like couple weeks, is that something that you'd be looking at?
Well, I mean, the beach season is kind of right now. I mean, if we decide to do something right now, that's the time right now. Because the winter time usually is the lowest point of the prey. So right now, you know, it's the better time right now. Even right now, it's kind of slow everywhere. Every time I see lows, you know, they're not really in good shape right now. It's kind of low. They're still moving. They're not as good as the years in the past, you know, right now it's kind of...
Yeah, I know.
Still moving.
The economy and the industry is kind of weird right now. I think it's in a weird transition phase, but...
like anything else is going up and going down, you know, but still, you know, but that kind of equipment is still, you know, they're very available. I mean, especially when the three assholes that were paying most after more than a good rate, paying the more specialized, you see this. That you can be able to make a little more money.
Yeah. Just a couple more questions. Do you have a vendor that you use for a vendor that you have for that equipment, or do you have somebody that you usually go to, or do you get it from like private party?
I mean, what I bought the equipment.
Yeah. Where do you want to get the lowboy from? Do you have a vendor?
Oh, I mean, no. I mean, I haven't. The last time I was looking was in Kansas City. The manufacturer right there, they have a good price on it and a new one. So what I looking at last time, I haven't really got deep because I don't have still in the farm.
Okay.
To go for it. So that's what I.
Okay.
I mean, I gotta go and look at it, see what do you have? I mean, I'm going to figure out first, what do you have available for me?
Well, let me see. Lowboys, I'm not super familiar, but they usually range around 40 to 50K. Is that sound about right?
That's right.
Okay. What did you guys do in sales last year in your top line gross revenue?
Let's see. Was about, 200-something, 220?
About 220K? Okay. Yeah, we the credit, your credit is like kind of around average, but your sales are strong, and you've been in business for a long time. So like
I'm. Well, yeah, I know how to make money, especially I mean the chocolate paper, but other set down paper. So most of the equipment I already, you know, my car and still making mortgage payment, but still, you know, I don't have a big debt, the mortgage, and you know. Before, I had too many credit cards. Right now, I have a couple right there, so that's not pretty helpful.
So it's getting better.
Too many credit cards, you know, they take all your money away.
Hey, man, honestly, the average business owner has below average credit, so just so you know. So you're actually above average if you have average credit. So just to put it into perspective.
No, yeah, I mean, the only thing is that my credit goes down because I remember when I had too many cards, the interest going up about 29% or something. And I called everybody. I said, why are you going up? And maybe they see because I had too many open lines out there, too many credit lines out there, and maybe that's why. And then they don't want to put it down. So I have, before that, I have like a 12%, 14% the most, and still, they come out with 29%, 25%. And they, so what happens, I start making payments on it. And then after 3 months, they start to negotiate. Okay. Well, I told you guys, I want to pay your money back, but you got to relax. And,
yeah.
You know, but before that, they don't want to negotiate anything. So, the payment, that's why my credit got affected. Because, only because the credit card, but I mean, that other than my mortgage and everything, so I make payment on time, all the time. So,
that's good. Will this low boy allow you to take on more jobs, or will it allow you to complete more jobs?
Yeah, I mean, I need to go out there and see what's available. So you're financing new ones, the used ones, or what's the deal?
We do both new and used. So
okay, but the used ones are high interest?
Sometimes they're a little bit higher interest just because it's more risky. Like if they needed to repo it, it's not going to have the same value as a new one. So, but what I can do is get an offer for you. So that way you kind of just so you kind of know what we can do for you. That way, when you're shopping, you already know what you have available. And it's something that you like, you know, we can move pretty quickly if you wanted to bring it on as soon as possible.
In the next month or so, that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, what I'd recommend doing is just let me see what we can do for you. Just so, like I said, just so you know what you have available. That way, you know, it's a lot easier Go ahead.
You got in touch with the DS Factors, what you saying?
I'm sorry?
You got engaged with the DS Factors?
No, we're not affiliated with them. We just have a similar network. So we have a lot of we have a lot of customers in common, yeah. We're a separate company. I'm out in San Diego. We're based on the West Coast, but we help customers in all 50 states. Yeah.
Yeah, because they're the ones that DS Factors, they're the one knows how much money is coming in every week. So they're the one. Because they're the one making deposits every week, you know, the account, so they can sell.
Yeah. They pretty much take a percentage of your receivables, right?
5% flat rate.
Okay.
I like it about that because even it's a little high, but still, when they approve it, I don't have to worry about it. But they're going to get paid or something. They say, okay, I approve it, so I know the money's in the pocket. So I just make it run, make the invoices to them, and then just wait until they get paid. So that's cool. I don't have to worry about,
you know,
they're going to get paid or whatever. you know, I don't have to worry about it. So they charge 5%. But still, you know, I'm making the rest, you know, no problem. So
exactly. It's worth it. Yeah, exactly. They're a good company. I don't have anything bad to say about them. But I think I have your email, lukechucking@aol.com, right?
Yeah, that's fine. Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm going to send you the application package. If you wanted to get that to me over the weekend, I can run it by my I have an underwriting meeting on Monday, and I can probably have an answer for you by Tuesday. So if that's something that you want to do, I can send you the email right now.
Yeah, go ahead and shoot the application, and then I'll be able to put an email to you back, and then you can see what you come out with.
Okay, awesome. Do you have a quote? Do you have a quote for the equipment, or do you have like a invoice from an old one that you
last
have
time,
or anything like that?
No, I gotta double check because last time they asked the equipment I was looking at was about 40, 45, something.
Okay. If you have a quote or invoice included with the application, please, it'll help a little bit. But we don't have to have it right now. We can get it later if we need to. But what we would need is a one-page application. We look at 6 months of your business bank statements to make sure that you have adequate cash flow to pay the loan, and then we look at your last year's tax return, just to make sure that you're a legitimate business. Did you file for 2015 taxes already?
I did.
Okay, awesome. So just to wrap it up real quick, I'm going to send you that email. I'm going to attach the application that we need. It, like I said, it's just one page. And then we need 6 months of your business bank statements and then 2015 tax return. Does that sound good?
Okay, that's good. No problem.
Okay, Jaime. I'm going to send that to you within the next 5 minutes or so. And feel free to get that over to me over the weekend. And as soon as I get in on Monday, I'm going to process it with my underwriters. And we'll probably get back to you on Tuesday to see what we can do for you, okay?
Okay. What's your name?
I'm sorry?
Your name?
Oh, Julian. Julian Martinez.
Okay, Julian Martinez. I got you.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Okay, brother. All right, we'll talk soon. Have a good weekend, man.